T-O-T-M Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, shaping up for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo, why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
And what it do, y'all? What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, live in the space to be, chilling here at the Kicker Spot on EOTM Radio. Yeah, yeah. Y'all know how we do it. So what's up? Where has everybody been? What have y'all been up to? Have I missed anything exciting? Well, you will have to just inform me of all these things on Facebook. So I have a new fan page, you guys, T'Angelo Live. Definitely go check it out. Like the page. I have to get my numbers up. You'll be feeling me on my T'Angelo personal page and up on Twitter, but I now have to get my fan page up. So, yo, like a brother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Welcome, you guys. It's going to be a fun, exciting night as usual. And if you guys get a chance, you can also swing over to T'Angelo.com. We've updated the site, and you can see what upcoming shows, what shows are coming up. We have a super cool web series, drama series called Breaking Point, who will be on the show. And we also have my birthday show coming up next week, you guys. Yes, we do. And also, I mentioned the T'Angelo Live page again on the fan page. Check that out. Hit me up on Twitter. I got to get my followers up so you guys are supporting me. I just really appreciate, you know, following me so I can follow you and we can stay connected through all the social medias. And then also on the website, T'Angelo.com, there's a tab there saying join the email list. So if you get a chance, matter of fact, you could do it on the next break when we have a break in the show. Just swing over to T'Angelo.com, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.com. And add yourself to the email list, and we'll keep you abreast on all things T'Angelo Live, okay? There's a lot of fun stuff coming up, down, a lot of stuff coming through the pipelines, and you'll definitely want to be informed and up, you know, up to date on all of that jazz. Okay, and then I mentioned my birthday is approaching. Yes, I am super excited, you guys. 6 days and counting!
You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Spot. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Okay. So really quick, just in regards to the birthday, I know you guys might be used to, and some of you who follow me regularly might be used to my big old birthday trips, you know, Miami, New York. We did Anchorage. That was for my birthday. I did go to Anchorage. But anyhow, so I do my big old vacations. And this year, I was looking to go to Jamaica. But in the process, you guys, of starting T'Angelo Live and having my own brand and my own company, I had to sacrifice. Not an easy decision, might I add. So instead, life has been crazy here in Los Angeles, just living life to the fullest. So instead of taking a big trip to Jamaica, I have opted to take a small trip back home to my mother and my family and nieces and nephews, and I'm going to chillax for like a week. Yeah, I'm going to be living like the country life, just doing nothing or hanging out and seeing my friends and stuff. So that's going to be just as fun. I know it is, and I'm highly looking forward to it. So if you guys are just following me, that's where you'll see me, not the normal party life and all the new scenery, but we will be checking out my hometown of Moreno Valley. So tonight, you guys, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do a segment here on your love life. And I'm going to do a, today's tip for the relationships is going to be sometimes it just is what it is. Okay, we'll get into that in more in depth a little later. And then also there, of course, is going to be the Celebrity Hub where we will discuss a handful of stories going on in the news today, one of them being the Jackson 5 debacle and my thoughts on that. And we have to, I know it's a few days ago that this happened, but we just have to take a moment to pay respects to one of my favorite comedic actors, Sherman Hemsley, who passed away this week. And I am a major fan, so we'll have a moment for him. And then also tonight, you guys, tonight's show, I am most excited to introduce to you our live guest for the evening, which will be hip-hop duo Cocky Av. Cocky Av will be on the show tonight, a great hip-hop group, and they make awesome music, so we'll have a chance to chat with them and groove and bump and grind to their tunes tonight. And so it's just going to be fun and hanging out as we do here at the Kicker Spot, all right, you guys? So be sure to call into the show when the boys get on the line if you would like to speak with them. You can chat with the guys live here at the radio show just by calling 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. And you guys can chat it up with Cocky Av later on in the show. Okay? So, now we are going to take a quick musical break, okay? But when we return, I will be elaborating further on today's relationship tip, which is sometimes it just is what it is. And also, while we're on the musical break, you guys, please take a moment to head over to Tiangelo Live. You can just go to facebook.com/Tiangelo Live, and please like my new fan page. We'll be right back.
My name is Marty Huggins. I'm running for Congress.
Huh? Does this mean we got a campaign?
Push it.
Push it.
Push it. Push it real good.
That little guy's a weirdo. I'm going to smoke that clown.
We're going to be under a lot of media scrutiny. Anybody have anything that they want to share with it?
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my wee. One time I put a firefly in my butthole.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Okay.
My opponent, Marty Huggins, works out at Curves.
Where did you get that photo?
Make sure the cameras have film in them.
I feel like Britney Spears at the VMAs.
Oh, shove a throwing star up a Chinese monkey.
We've got some babies to kiss.
That's my baby to kiss.
He just punched a baby.
The campaign. Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
Turn the lights on.
Can't believe that we're still surviving.
breaking down, even when I hold you close.
And if I lose you,
yeah.
I'm afraid I would lose who,
yeah.
Who I gave my love to.
Yeah.
That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell away into deep. Can't think about giving it up. But I never knew love would feel like a heart attack.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling here at the Kickers Spot. We just listened to Trey Songz's latest single, and I am personally, like, madly in love with that one. If you guys get a chance, check out the music video as well, as our girl Kelly Rowland and him are just falling madly in love. And that's his new track called Heart Attack. Yeah, that's what's up. So let's discuss relationships. And today's tip is going to be, sometimes it just is what it is. And I thought to share this with you guys because a lot of my friends, we talk about relationships, and they like some of the advice that I give and the insight or my way of looking at things. And so I've been coming across this situation where we kind of make up the situation in our head, we design it the way we want it to be, opposed to just recognizing it for what it is and then handling it and treating it for what it is. Let's go into some examples. If you or your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, or whatever, tends to be lying and continuously lying, and the truths just aren't seeming to add up, or the stories aren't seeming to add up, and you can't wrap your mind around things, but you kind of just keep pushing it off, well, you guys, sometimes it just is what it is, okay? For the ladies, if it seems like sometimes the dude only wants to hook up with you at booty call hour and only wants to call you during booty call hour, well, then perhaps you just might be the booty call girl. It just is what it is. And for the dudes, if a chick only seems to be interested in you when you are doing something for her or giving her things, giving her money, taking her places, you know, always doing, it could just be that it is what it is, and she's not that into you, okay? So I believe that everyone should have, like, okay, a board of directors, if you will. In your life, you should have what I call a board of directors. And these are people that you can talk to and get their insight on situations. And I personally, in my life, I have four people who are my board of directors, and they know of each other. In some cases, have met each other. In some cases, they haven't met each other. But they don't talk to each other on a regular. So when I'm getting these four opinions, they're completely their own opinions. Now, of course, there's times where they happen to be the same thoughts, or they're expressing the same, you know, sayings. And there's other times where they'll have nothing to do with each other. And the cool part about having, like, four is you sometimes know which person to go to. If you have a more militant board member, you know a matter of the heart or something a little bit more sensitive wouldn't be the best for them to deal with, because you already know they're going to tell you, F that fool, F that fool. Like, be off of her, be off of her. that ain't the person to go to. And then if you have a person who's always too nice, so, you know, you have to kind of figure out which board members to go to for each situation, but they just give you insight on people who care about you and you can trust their opinion, okay? So I recommend having a board and then going to them just to see what their thoughts are, to get another outlook on the situation, and, again, you still make your own opinion. Now, in the cases of a person, you know, lying, if you have all the evidence right in front of your face and they're telling you that things are one thing and you just don't believe them, and you don't, inside your heart you don't believe them, but you keep second-guessing yourself, like, well, maybe, and we've all been guilty of it. I know I have myself, where I'm just like, this don't seem to make sense, but I guess they did say this, this, that, and the other. Believe in yourself. Stop trying to make it make sense if it don't make sense. When my friends say you need to go ham, which is to go off, let loose, and take care of business and get rid of that person because they're lying, they're not, they foul, they're not doing you no justice. They're making you second-guess yourself, and then as the line keeps going, you start really feeling some kind of way. Listen, it just is what it is. Hey, that's that. For the booty call girl, if you notice that you're only getting phone calls and invited over to his crib late at night, and his communication only seems to be with you via text message, well, you might want to realize that they're like, I mean, you should probably also take notice that his conversation might also always just be involving sex or around sex or when y'all going to hook up or things like that. And if you find yourself trying to get off that conversation and realize it just keeps getting diverted right back to that, then the light bulb, again, should go off. And you are the jump-off girl. You are. You're just that one, and he's called to get it in. So granted, you do have a talent, and his favorite talent just happens to be performed while you're naked. And so don't kind of convince yourself and talk to your girls about, oh, he a good dude, he's trying to pull himself together, you know, he's just not ready yet, and blah, 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 blah. Skip all that. Babe, it just is what it is. You to jump off. Now, to the cats out there, I'm going to call you the Mr. Gimme Man. Mr. Gimme, Mr. Gimme Gimme. Yeah, try not providing for that chick for a little while. Let some of her needs go. You know what I'm saying? She happens to present a need. That's how it happens. They don't ask a man for nothing. They just present a need. I'm very aware of this technique. All she has to do is be like, oh, yeah, you know, I was trying to go out to, you know, Atlanta for the summer, but I'm not even sure if I got the budget for that. I mean, if I just could get, you know, the rest of that money for the she's not asking him for anything. She's just presenting a need. Right. Try to let some of those go. Don't even pay attention. Sit there and look at her like, oh, yeah. And see if she's still as attentive towards you. See if she's still even interested in you. And understand something. You can't buy love anyway, but you certainly can rent affection for a while. Okay? And there's a few people who let you rent their affection. Listen, once again, you guys, it just is what it is. So all I'm trying to say to you is this. All I'm trying to say to you is stop living in a false reality, okay, and know what it is and what it really is and what's really going on. If you are okay with tricking off your money, tricking off your time, tricking off your body, then continue to do so, but just make that choice. But you guys, come on, stop lying to yourself.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kick It Spot.
So, you guys, we are now gearing up to talk with our hip-hop music group for the evening, Cocky Av. And, before we do, though, you guys, visit T'Angelo Live's Facebook fan page, and please like my page, you guys. I need your love on this one, okay? I got to get those numbers up. You know, in today's world, social media is everything. So swing by facebook.com/TAngeloLive and get and please like my page. All right, you guys, we are going to go ahead and gear up for Cocky Av right now. And as I have them come to the hangout here at the Kicking Spot with me, we're going to check out one of their tunes. And this just happens to be my favorite Cocky Av song, too. And it is entitled On That Note. This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are tuned in here at the Kicking Spot. And that was the song for our boys, Cocky Av, as entitled On That Note. I thought it was kind of fly. I even love how they gave homage to Boyz II Men right there. Yeah, they took it back a little vintage style. But anyhow, we are gearing up with Cocky Av. I'm Okay, I'm getting a note right now that they actually are, I guess, going to be a few minutes late. Well, that's not as fun, but we're going to move forward anyway and wait for our boys to get here to the kicker spot. Y'all know how L.A. traffic can be. It's always a surprise. You think that you got it in 10 minutes, and it's really going to take you 20. So that's how that goes. But anywho, while we are sitting here, you guys, definitely, as I mentioned, swingbytiangelo.com. It's got some new information there as far as hitting up the new show section. And then do go to the add your email to the email list, because we do want to have all you guys' emails so you can stay informed of the things going on in the world of Tiangelo Live. And on another note, while I have you guys, recently I threw a little intimate get-together. It was entitled A Night of Wine and Jazz. It was really cool. So I'm not a major wine drinker, but I thought, hey, let's do something grown and sexy. And so we had it at my grandmother's house. I call it Granny's Carson Cottage. The decor there is awesome. I mean, I have a nice place myself, but my apartment can't hold as many people as her house can. And plus, her house is gorgeous, so we should show it off, right? Anywho, so it was uber fun. Wine was flowing. Actually, the wine was flowing so well, I'm going to have to host another night of wine and jazz part two later in the summer, because I have so much wine left over. But it was great. Everyone had a great time. The platters that we served had everything from a smoked Gouda, which I fell in love with. That's a cheese, you guys. A smoked Gouda cheese. And then they had, what did we have? We had some Munster, which I'm now in love with. Pepper Jack. We had some Swiss cheese. They had the cranberries going, some meatballs for a little, you know, something a little heavier. And then we had this awesome little appetizer, which was like a cracker with cream cheese and a smoked salmon on top. Matter of fact, I've been saying to people, I want to post the pictures all week. I've been saying that all week. Well, I'm going to, once the show is over, I promise I'm going to get the pictures posted up today, you guys, once the show is over. But, yeah, it was great. It was awesome. So be sure to hit me up on the Facebooks and the Twitter so I can get you guys information. So if I manage to get the event big enough, we're going to have everyone come out for a night of wine and jazz. I just think that'll be super fun. I mentioned the birthday. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my. I mentioned the birthday is coming up, which I said I'm going to do an intimate thing with the family. Well, not intimate. I'm going to be all over the city. But I am going to make it a point to hit a couple of dance studios. If you guys are, if you might not be aware, but I'm also a professional dancer and choreographer. And so while I'm in the IE, I'm going to be swinging by Bree Dance Studio. And one of my home studios where I used to teach would be Bowen Haynes School of Performing Arts. It's now in Riverside. So they have a new facility, which I'm also excited to go check out and visit. That's going to be a lot of fun. So to all my IE listeners, definitely keep watch out on the Facebook and Twitter pages as I announce when I'm going to be out there. Perhaps you guys can come by, take a class with me, hang out. That'll be a lot of fun as well. So, yeah, that'll just be a great time there. While we wait for, let me see if I have my guest yet. Okay, so while we're still waiting for Cocky Ab to get in, we're going to take another break really quickly. Let me get a little song for you guys here. Oh, speaking of songs, I didn't load it to my system yet, you guys, but Frank Ocean's Novocaine, I'm not sure if you guys have heard that song, but that's my lick right now. Like, I'm all over Novocaine right now by Frank Ocean. And one of my homeboys was just telling me right now that the album itself is fire. So I'm going to have to pick up, what is it called, Phase Orange or something. I forget. Some of the word orange is in the title of his album, so I have to pick up that album because I'm really feeling that track right there. So, yeah, that's going to be Frank. Let me write that down, Frank Ocean. Okay, get that right there. Okay, so, all right, you guys, so we're going to go ahead and wait for our pals to get here, but we're going to take a quick minute and, let's go ahead and gear up, what you call it. We'll play Cocky Ab's other single. They have another single we have their second single that we're going to play tonight. We'll go ahead and take a minute and listen to that, actually. And their second single is going to be entitled ain't saying nothing. All right, you guys, so while we wait on our homeboys to get in here, let's go ahead and take a listen to their other single entitled Ain't Saying Nothing by Cocky Av.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Rush out the club, 2 a.m. hunk up with a bad chick with me. Haters mad, they just seeing a bad chick with me. Paparazzi taking pictures, I ain't reached the top yet. They just think of the swag, I just think it's the outfit. Nevertheless, look up all this ish give me a year ago. I couldn't pay y'all to make you feel me. Now the ladies is listening, sipping on my hand and speaking in their ears. I whispering, blase, blase, and blickety. Feeling just like the Kennedy, death to all my enemies. Feeling just like an industry, nigga, I've been industry. Bringing a new energy, West Coast, remember me. They say you don't stop, no, not yet, but I'm finna be doing this in the memory. Naked off and easy in for my ex girl. Yeah, yeah, believe this, me, grandma, you proud of me. Celebrate my wildest dreams, keep fly women, skylines and balconies.
I know we've been through a lot, but it's gonna be alright. Now we've almost made it, I can see the light. Now we had a lot of haters, but they ain't saying nothing, no. No, no, they ain't saying nothing, no. Now we hit the club and the drinks on me. Had to pay my dues, cause dreams ain't free. And they don't come cheap, but they do come true. If it happened to me, it could happen to you.
Used to be struggling, dealing with this day to day. No injury reserve, and we even work on Labor Day. Grinding cause I ain't afraid, trying to get my paper up. All the ladies came with us, now come and join the Players Club. Got a lot of haters cause I never seem to lose. They said I used to be a bum, but now I'm getting views. I've been through hell and back, believe me, the flames are scorching. But I never been this close to fame and fortune. No, I ain't the greedy type, I'ma bring my people to it. First they ain't believe me, but finally now they can see it's true. Finally in the best position, plus we getting recognition. Now we got them waiting, a week ago they would never listen. Now I'm 25, started when I was 14. I was on my own, but now I got a support team. Do it like the Woo, I'm always trying to get more cream. If I can reach mine, continue on chasing your dreams.
I know we've been through a lot, but it's gonna be alright. Now we've almost made it, I can see the light. Now we had a lot of haters, but they ain't saying nothing, no. No, no, they ain't saying nothing, no. Now we hit the club and the drinks on me. Had to pay my dues, cause dreams ain't free. And they don't come cheap, but they do come true. If it happened to me, it could happen to you.
Y'all thought we was joking, though? Heard a lot of y'all talking in 2011. It's 2012, y'all ain't saying nothing. Nah, this ain't a game. We trying to get this paper. We out here. Cocky ass. We're selling. Let's go. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yo, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo here, and we are chilling live at the Kickers spot, and we are actually going to, I'm sorry, I have been having this issue all day with my throat. Have y'all just had that where it feels like something's just scratching at your throat and you're trying to figure out what it is? Yeah. That's been my issue, and I was hoping it would go away before we started the show today, but apparently it has not. So anyhow, you guys, we are going to go ahead and get into the Celebrity Hub so we can find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood news.
Ooh, the Celebrity Hub is next. Shh, be quiet. It might be good.
The Kick It Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
All righty, you guys, well, we are here in the Celebrity Hub. And first, we're going to speak about what we quickly just released from EOTM Blog would be the news about Usher's stepson's funeral, Kyle Foster. If you guys are not aware, but unfortunately, the young 11-year-old passed away from a heart failure earlier this week after being removed from life support in the wake of the tragic personal watercraft accident that happened earlier this month. And he will be laid to rest this Friday in Atlanta. It is, you know, quite an unfortunate situation where you have lost of a child, and we do want to just give our respects to Usher and the entire family. Me personally, when I was a younger lad, I had a younger brother who actually passed away at the age of 16 months, and I was quite young, so I was affected, but not as much or nearly as much as my mother and my dad were. And still to this day, you know, there's certain films like John Q, stuff like that my mother can't watch because it's just too hard, you know, to bear through. So we just really want to wish them the best because, again, 11-year-old. And if you guys get a chance to go on to EOTMBlog.com, you can see the picture of the little lad. And he just seems to be a really fun, loving, happy kid. So our best to them. So what were we talking about? Oh, I wanted to talk about this whole Jackson scandal. Oh, my goodness. So, like, wow, I can't even keep up with all the details that's going on around this. I mean, from Paris Jackson saying that he wants to kind of whoever did this will get it, and from this end, Janet Jackson and yelled and hit on the kids, and from Mama Jackson disappearing, from all the sibling Jacksons trying to get the kids and or the money. Whew! The Jacksons are like all royalty in the U.S. Really, they are. They weren't the royal families, and we just try to figure out what's all going on here. And so you guys pretty much may have heard what's all going on. It's kind of like, really right now? I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why are people treating these children like they're being so mistreated, like they're being so horribly cared for, and that Mama Jackson can't take care of them. I mean, is it really simply about the money, or is it simply about the children's well-being? Looking around the United States, there are thousands of kids who are horribly treated every single day. And we act like this is not, like these children are just being ran through the mud. And I just don't get it. And then they seem to be three, you know, normal kids here who just need as close to normal life inside the tax bracket that they live in. But people want to keep slumping around from one parent to the next. And I personally just feel it's getting blown all out of proportion. Apparently, they have recently decided that I guess one of the cousin Jacksons is going to end up with custody of the children. I'm trying to get that detail here, as I did have it a moment ago. Let me see here. What's his name? Do we have that? Vanessa, do we have that story of the? I'm sorry, you guys. I meant to have. Well, I wasn't planning on putting that part in, but again, that was just kind of released too. The fact that he. Oh, my goodness, that he's going to get custody of the children. Because when it comes down to it, like, what's best for the children, the story about who's getting custody of the children, looking for who's getting custody of the children, I know I saw that. Anyhow, you guys, but I'm hearing it's going to be Jermaine. At one point, I heard it's going to be one of the cousins, the 34-year-old cousins. I don't know. Does it seem like to be a lot going on around the children? But someone who did have an opinion on the situation would be my boy Chris Brown. Yes, yes, yes. You know, and it's funny because what people had to say about Chris Brown's input on the situation. But let me get into this real quick here. Let's back up for a second. Let me see. Okay, so let me backtrack for 1 second because I forgot this note, you guys. When it comes to the children, you might be wondering, you know, why, you know, what is the situation with getting these children? Well, when you get the children, you also come into a lump sum of money, okay? So from what I'm hearing is the plot was to have Miss Katherine Jackson turn against the Michael Jackson estate and not really, you know, feel what the lawyers and all this stuff have to say. But unfortunately, this plan kind of has backfired in some ways because the money grab could end up costing Katherine Jackson's millions in perks. Okay, so when Katherine got the kids, became the guardian of Paris, Prince, and Blanket. Ain't that some crap? Paris, Prince, and Blanket? That's like a rock band or something. Anyhow, once she became the executor of the children, became the guardian of the children, she was then given an allowance of $60,000 per month for the care of the children. That's about $720,000 a year. And in less than a year, the judge increased the $60,000 to $70,000. And that would make her yearly income $480,000. So it's like getting these kids is not only, I guess, a wonderful thing because you have your nieces and nephews with you, but also you come into a nice sum of money, which would be a nice little cushion to sit on. And according to the stories, Randy, Jermaine, Janet, and Rebe have set out to turn Katherine against the estate so she could get more money during her lifetime, money that she could, you know, give out to them and, you know, put into their pockets. And actually it could turn out to be a bad situation because she might not end up with them at all. I don't know. But like I mentioned, Chris Brown has some thoughts on the situation, and he tweeted his thoughts, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to pull his thoughts up here. And what makes it so interesting to me is people felt that, oh, Chris Brown needs to mind his own business and womp, 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 womp. And I'm thinking, this is media. No one's minding their own business. What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? We all have an opinion. And Twitter is the best place to express said feelings. Hold on one moment here. Let me get this little story. My Chris Brown stories always seem to cause me drama. I think the last time I was having a story issue, I was reporting on Chris. Okay, so what did Chris have to say? Well, let's go down and see what he had to say. So, again, Chris Brown took to Twitter and posted his thoughts on this whole Jackson scandal, and I'm on my computer freezing, you guys. I'm telling you, this is hilarious. So anyhow, Chris Brown goes on to say that he was telling the Jacksons that they need to keep their drama private and telling them that he told them this in a tweet. So I'm going to quote what it says here. Chris Brown wrote on Twitter, "The Jackson family feud shit got to stop. Stop making y'all's business public. Michael was under enough scrutiny." He goes on to say, "Don't put the kids through this bullshit. Work y'all shit out as family and stop giving them the pleasure of fucking with y'all." That's what Chris believed right there. That's how Chris feels about it. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, what are people saying? Some of the bloggers are saying he needs to shut up and shut the hell up and get out of his own drama. Of course, there's one who's saying it's a free country. He's free to say whatever he wants to. People are talking about this guy has no credibility. People saying he didn't say anything wrong. When it comes down to it, one person wrote, "They're all living off of Michael Jackson's money and milking his name, except for Janet. Despicable. LaToya and Rebe are the only ones with some sense." And when it comes down to it, again, I'm really with the Chris Brown on this one. You guys, try to keep your junk in the closet or keep it in the house, okay? The media is just taking it and running it through the dirt. And the only other thing I can think of why all this would get out like this is because they are trying to, you know, keep their name in the news and keep themselves relevant. So, again, I'm over it, you guys. I would say, come on, I'm in love with the Jackson family because of, you know, their history, of course, but I just want y'all to get it together. Okay, you guys, matter of fact, they probably should take heed to my note that I gave today, which is sometimes it just is what it is. Okay. All right, you guys. And then lastly, inside the Celebrity Hub, what I wanted to mention is that Sherman Hemsley has passed away, unfortunately. And you guys, I am a major Sherman Hemsley fan. I, to this day, watch the Jeffersons. Like, I just recently calmed down. I used to watch it, like, every night before I went to bed, like, every night. And I actually had the pleasure of interviewing Marla Gibbs on the red carpet of the NAACP Image Awards Gala, I think, last year. And if you guys don't know, this young lady played Florence, which was George's maid on the show. And she has all the sass and all the attitude that you could ever want. And I never had the pleasure of meeting Sherman Hemsley, but I just think he's awesome. And another, I think, example of what he how he affected the later actors is Martin. In my, and I love Martin. And Martin, the character from the show, honestly seemed to be loosely, you know, a version of George, you know, just outlandish, say whatever comes to mind, always kind of rude and kicking folks out. But at the same time, you could never say nothing bad about that girl. You bet not say nothing bad about Wheezy. You couldn't say nothing bad about Wheezy. So he also, Sherman Hemsley also later on, he's, you're well known for his character in The Jeffersons, but he also later on went to do a show called A-Man, which is also a really good show. Let's see here. So Sherman Hemsley, who played George Jefferson in The Jeffersons, he had died at the age of 74. According to TMZ, the cause of death was unclear, but it was stated in some gossip sites that it was that it appeared that he died of natural causes. He unfortunately didn't have a wife or any children, so who will get his estate, you know, at the time was still being figured out. But the funny part is Hemsley acted on stage before he got on screen. He made his big Broadway debut as a character in Pearlie. His first found sitcom, his first stardom sitcom was in the big TV show called All in the Family. He had a little side bit part with Archie Bunker. He was the African-American neighbor that Archie didn't particularly care for. And after doing that role for about 2 years, they ended up spinning off and getting The Jeffersons, which ended up being ended up having 11 seasons. You guys, I, again, love The Jeffersons. And another little known fact, in his neighbor, Mrs. I forgot her name. But anyhow, his neighbor, the female, the black lady married to the white guy, actually is Lenny Kravitz's mother. Yes, Lenny Kravitz's mother was the neighbor to George Jefferson in the TV show. So it's a little known fact. Anyhow, you guys, we're going to go ahead and play the Jefferson theme music in memory of Sherman Hemsley. I just have to play this classic song that anyone who knows this era knows this song was ringing in everyone's house. So anyhow, you guys, in memory of Sherman Hemsley, we're going to take this moment and listen to The Jeffersons. And when we return, we'll be hanging out with our boys, Cocky Al. We'll be right back.
Well, we're moving on now.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Guess not turn at best. As long as we live, you and me, baby, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on.
Yo, what's going on, you guys? And we are definitely chilling here at the Kick It Spot. I'm still saddened by that last story, but we do have to digress. I'm about to watch The Jeffersons tonight. moving on up. Okay, all right. Anyhow, moving right along, you guys. So without further ado, we now want to go ahead and welcome the hip-hop duo to the Kick It Spot. They go by the name of Cocky Al. What's going on, gentlemen? What up, what up, what up? How we doing? Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Who we got? We got Young Slick, and where y'all at after? What's going on?
I'm Slick right now. After we actually walk into this venue right now, so we in Long Beach right now, so yeah, we're here.
Okay.
How y'all doing?
Good, good. So what's going on in Long Beach?
Oh, we got a show tonight up here at the Cohiba Club, so
yeah. And you guys are currently here on tour, correct, on the Get Rich or Stay Broke tour, right?
Yeah.
How is that going for you guys?
Great. I mean, tonight is going to be another crazy night. We're going to turn it all the way up tonight.
Right, right. That's what's going on. So how has the tour been going? Like, has it been exciting? Has it been tiring? Is it mad girls? How was the tour?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking to him? Okay, nice to meet you guys. I talked to one of you guys.
You talked to me.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'm Edward.
Oh, hey, what's up, man? Actually, the show, I mean, every night has been crazy. Tonight is going to be another crazy night. We're going to shut Long Beach down like it's never been done before. So it's going to be crazy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So now, you guys are originally based out of Northern Cali, correct?
Central Cali.
Central Cali. So what city is that? Like, what cities are those?
Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So we have recently, tonight, we have recently played two of you guys' tracks, one of them being On That Note. With On That Note being, you know, a fun character, I saw the music video with the sexy girl and you guys hanging out and chilling. How did that song come about?
Okay. All right, repeat what you just said.
Yeah,
what's up? All right, you guys, we are currently live on air right now. We've got our boy Young Slick with us here on the Kicker Spot as they are gearing up for their show here in Long Beach. And we're just talking to him about their new single, On That Note, to find out how was it pulling that track together and putting together such a fly video. Let's check it out, see what he had to say.
First of all, shout out to you know, the boy Trigun for making a beat. The track was, you know, just some. You actually saw the video for Ain't Saying Nothing. The song On That Note is actually our new single right now. On That Note, you know, that song is basically aimed toward the ladies. Everybody's been in a relationship where you want to be with a person, and it's basically, I like to call it a bipolar song because you want to be with that person, but you can't take being with that person. So,
basically saying,
do you really want to end this relationship or you want to keep it moving? Let me know.
Right, and that's actually how it, that's usually how relationships work, where you just don't know if you're going to go one way or the other.
Yeah, and you know, the good thing about on this song, we put it on ladies, so we just tell ladies, you know, like this is a bipolar song, because we're actually ladies, you know what I mean? Are you really done with us? We've been together for 10 years. You knew I wasn't shit when you see me, so if you knew I wasn't shit, we've been here for 10 years rocking. You going to leave me like this for real?
Right. Well, I guess it's all fair in love and war.
Yeah.
So now with you guys' EP, you guys have an EP that's about to come, that's dropping this year, The Pursuit of Greatness, correct?
Yeah.
What does the fans have to look forward to with this project?
Oh, it's gonna be real positive. You know, we tend to be more positive music. It's gonna be real positive, real fun. It's a lot of, like I said, this whole EP is real positive, you know, but at the same time, we got some club trash, we did the ladies real justice, we got a lot of ladies joints, a lot of sexual joints, but it's all leading up to the pursuit of greatness, you know, we all looking for greatness, we all want to be great at something in life, everybody's trying to find their place in life, so we're on the pursuit of greatness, we don't want to be good, we want to be great.
Right, mediocre, that's what's up, not to be mediocre. Now, with you guys performing live tonight, what would you say is one of your favorite songs to perform?
We just did a new record the other day called In My Zone. It's a club joint. It reminds you, I mean, it's like just something different and take it down south, real Houston, Texas, real Promethazine swag. So we've been working on that song for a couple of weeks now. So we're going to drop this tonight and hopefully they love it because right now that song has a lot of energy. We usually go mellow, laid back, a little bit swag, but tonight we're going to turn it all the way up tonight.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I'm mad I'm not going to be there. Yeah. But that's cool.
What happened?
And where are you guys performing at again?
the Cohiba Nightclub. It's on Broadway, 110 East Broadway, Long Beach, California. We're downtown right now. It ain't even 9 o'clock and somebody going to jail already. So you know it's going to be a great night.
That's how you know. That's how you know you hear the sirens. That means it's going good.
Everyone out there who's listening, I want y'all to show up. If you're in Long Beach right now, show up. There's going to be a lot of sexy ladies tonight. I promise you it will be. I'm going to try to see if I can see some titties tonight on stage. I'm already got these on. I'm going to see if I can get some titties tonight. So everybody need to show up and see this tonight.
That is what's up. Y'all hilarious. Y'all going to be wilding out. So now Swift Young, let's learn a little bit more about you. Let's on a personal level, you know. So, like, what if a chick is trying to get in, you know, trying to get your attention, what is something she has to do to get your attention to let you know that she's interested?
Nothing really. I gotta spot you. I can't be with a loud one that wants the attention. So she needs to fall back and be in the corner of the room, and I'm gonna spot her if that's the right one. I'm gonna spot her. I'm gonna spot her as soon as I walk in.
Oh, so you like a more reserved kind of chick, not the one to fall up in your face.
Yeah, I need a reserve. I need that laid back. She doesn't need to send her attention, but we just know that she's the finest one in the room, but she ain't got to tell you she's the finest one in the room.
So you guys, to all the groupies out there, I hope y'all caught that. Y'all can be all in his face and all that jazz, but you're not going to be the one. You got to kind of pull back. That's what's up. And so then what is one of your pet peeves? What is a few things that just irritates the hell out of you when people do stuff?
You talking about girls or just people in general?
People in general.
Common sense. So you ain't got common sense to annoy me.
Stupidity. That could be one. Okay. And what about another one?
Chick to talk too much. I hate people to talk too much. I talk enough. I'm a rapper. I talk. So you can't talk more than me.
Okay. He said we can't both be doing all the talking. One of us got to back up.
Yeah.
That's funny. So
I want to just shout out the girls that walked by me. I just seen two, I swear to God, two Beyonce models walked right by me just now, and I'm on the corner. This was the girl that just walked by me. It's crazy.
Shout out to the girls on the corner. What's up?
Yeah, they're going to 7-Eleven. I'm thinking about going to 7-Eleven now.
Okay. You just got motivated. So, and another real quick question. So, if we happen to listen to your CD player or your MP3 player, what songs would we find playing like today? What songs would you have listened to?
Oh, Jay-Z and Kanye, Watch the Throne.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. All day, all day.
Religiously listening to the album.
That's crazy.
Let me get this straight. Me being from the West, I can't go there. I've been playing Nipsey Hussle all day. So Nipsey Hussle's been in the epic all day.
Okay, that's what's up. And then what is your boy after? What is he up to? What is he doing?
He is up there handling business with the people, the club people.
Oh, okay.
I let him do that job because I did it the last time, so he's doing it this time.
Okay, teamwork. And then how did you guys come to work together? How did Cocky Av become a group?
Okay, we met through MySpace music and all that. We came together and we just did rocking since then, 7 years strong.
Oh, wow, 7 years. And y'all met off MySpace?
Yeah. We're in the same city, you know what I mean? Like, he was in Bakersfield. I'm born and raised in L.A. So my mother and I moving to Bakersfield, you know, and I was, you know, and me being in high school, me and him met through MySpace and all that, and we linked up and been riding since that day.
Okay, that's what's up, and that's how you can talk about social media really works, is how people do come together and unite through that medium. That's what's up. So what's next for Cocky Av? What are you guys getting? Where can we see you next?
We're doing this show tonight. We're going the album, you know, finishes EP, yeah. And then we're gonna go ahead and hopefully be on tour. You know, hopefully another tour. You know, adding another. You know, actually, 12, 13, 14, 15 cities. Whoever's listening out there, we don't want to throw us on that. You know, we good for that. Let's go and do that, and, you know.
Are you guys finishing up the tour you're on?
Yeah. Tonight is it.
Oh, so then y'all have to do it up. Y'all have to tear down Long Beach.
Yeah. We're downtown. Downtown Long Beach looks amazing right now.
I'm sure. With the sunset, I'm sure it's just awesome.
Apple's outside right now. Apple said it feels amazing. So Apple said it feels amazing, so it's amazing.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Hold on, let me see here. So now you guys are performing tonight. You guys are down there. You're looking at the views. You got the girls on the corner. You really turned up tonight.
Tonight is great. It's a great night. It's great. It ain't even started yet. It's a great night. We faded early. So it's going to be a great night.
Right. Y'all getting started. That is totally what's up. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you get into that night, my dude. Let's go ahead and rep out your Facebook and your websites and stuff. You want to go and let the listeners know where they can find you online?
You can hit me on Facebook at Victor Slick Young Tyson. That's my government name. Go on and look.
Facebook.com/cockyav.
You can hit us on Twitter at Twitter.com/AfterCockyAv. Twitter.com/TheRealSlickYoung. You know what I mean? Y'all can catch us on Twitter. We're going to hit y'all on YouTube videos constantly. Shout out to all 31,000 people who watched our video. So it's going to be a great situation.
That is what's well, definitely thanks for coming out and chilling at the kicker spot. We want to go ahead and wish you guys the best tonight. Good luck on shutting the stage down and on your release of your new EP.
Yeah.
My
bad. Pursuit of Greatness is coming sometime this year. We're still working. You know, you got to work perfection. Perfection has to take time. So we'll make sure we hit y'all with the EP, and then we'll back into our next album real soon. We're
going to
kill y'all with a video soon.
Oh, that's what's up. But definitely come show the kicker spot. Let us know what's going on. All right, you guys, we're going to go ahead and say goodnight to Cocky Al. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. But when we return, we're going to just listen to you, and we're going to hang out and have a little bit more fun. But, again, you guys, swing by Tiangelo Live, the new fan page. Please like the fan page. I'm seeing you guys. I do have some more likes on there, but it just got open like yesterday, so I got to get my likes up, you guys. I'm feeling you, and it's awesome. And we'll be right back after this.
What's going on? This is your boy, Tiangelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot.
Yo, what's going on, you guys? If you are just tuning in, you guys just missed a great interview we had with Slick Young of Cocky Ave, and a really cool show. But you guys definitely don't feel bad, because the show will be archived where you can listen to it time and time and time again. And you can be sure to check out some of their music here, or you're more than welcome to go to all their different social medias at Cocky Ave. On Facebook and Twitter, Cocky Ave. As I mentioned, one of my favorite Cocky Ave songs was, I'm going to say the wrong one. On That Note, that's what it is. On That Note, that was my favorite Cocky Ave song. And then that's pretty much that, you guys. So anything else interesting going on? Not that I can think of right now. So we're going to go ahead and call it an early night. The sun is still kind of up here in sunny SoCal, and I think I'm going to go ahead and head off to the gym. Yeah, y'all got to get y'all's workout on. I'm getting my workout on. I'm going to have a great body for the winter season. I know, right? Anyhow, you guys, this has been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you to everyone on Facebook. I see you guys. I see you. I got like 15 hits right now that I have to go through and say, what's up to? And I'm going to go ahead and do that before I get up out of here. Until next time, you guys, remember to always live life as though no one is watching. Just live. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicking spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo,
why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.